Welcome to the Remarkable Relationships Show with Mercy Russell, where we find the wonder in your story. I will be your host for the next hour. I have over 35 years of experience applying the science of relationship systems to my practice of psychotherapy and leadership consulting. My intuitive skills allow me to bring clarity and vision to your challenges. I hope you will be surprised in the next hour. Good morning. This is Mercy Russell with the Remarkable Relationships Show. My goal is to bring a fresh perspective to you on all things related to how humans develop their individual brilliance while navigating the excitement, stickiness, and resistance in their relationships. In my 40 years of working as a psychotherapist and consultant, I have been continually amazed at the ways in which people overcome challenges. I hope to share my experience, insights, and to stimulate your thinking today. So today I'm here with Peggy Chan.
Hi.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi.
The topic of our show today is the impact of a popular music group on the lives of their fans and the society. So first, let me introduce Peggy. Peggy is a colleague of mine in the network of Bowen Family Systems Theory aficionados, you might say. Peggy lives in Hong Kong. She's a social worker. And she does family therapy with a non-governmental organization in Hong Kong. She also runs the training program in Bowen Theory in Hong Kong and is really a point person for Bowen Theory in the Pacific Theater, I would say. I met Peggy at the Bowen Center for the Study of the Family in Washington, D.C., probably at least 15 years ago. And I think we were both attending conferences and training programs before that. We're part of a national and international network of people interested in teaching working with and teaching Bowen Theory. And in what year, 2018, Peggy hosted the first international conference, or the second international conference for Bowen Theory in Hong Kong, which was quite a spectacular event, I have to say. And so it was there that I got to learn a little bit about Hong Kong and to get to know Peggy and some of her students. We were so graciously hosted there. So Peggy, is there anything else you'd like to share about your background or your interest in Bowen Theory?
Yes, thank you for inviting me, Mercy. Yeah, I'm very delighted to have this opportunity to share Bowen Theory and my thoughts about this phenomenon. I think I also get a lot of insight from studying Bowen Theory, and it has been my area of study for more than 30 years.
Mm-hmm. So I think as I've shared on the show before, those of us who get, you know, spend so much time learning and training Bowen Theory and continuing to apply it, sort of dive deeply with it. We're part of, I think, who we are as humans, as individuals, but also it's just, it's a very comprehensive way of looking at human behavior.
I think with this theory, it helps me to understand family and social phenomena in a much deeper way.
Yes. Yes. And today we're going to talk about that.
Yes.
So when Peggy graciously agreed to come to on the show with me and to do an interview, I asked her what she'd be interested in talking about. And that she then described to me a very interesting social phenomenon in Hong Kong right now. I believe mostly it's in Hong Kong, but also is, you know, I think cultural events in Hong Kong also spread into other parts of Asia in that Pacific Theater. So you can describe that. I'll describe briefly what it is, but it's about a popular music group, which is called Mirror. And I'm going to let Peggy describe it to you because she's the one who brought it to my attention. And from talking about it, there were several questions that several angles that she and I got very interested in looking at. So Peggy, can you tell us what this phenomenon around this very popular music group is in Hong Kong today?
Yes, thank you. Since 2018, this group has been gripping the heart of many people, young and old in Hong Kong. Uh-huh. This group, The Mirror, is a group of 12 young people, all males. So these are very talented male singers who also dance very well. So these 12 people, 12 persons were selected from a TV show about, it's like a talent show, which is called Kingmaker. So they have, I think about 90 people being selected, but out of these 90 people, these 12 people, of course, are those cream. And so the TV station formed them into a group, a band of 12 people and named them Mirror. And since then, this band has been very popular and is really the heartthrob of many, many people in Hong Kong. And the name has a very special meaning. According to them, they say that Mirror, the name of the mirror, comes from this idea that when they look at the mirror every day, they will see their real selves. And if they have a number of mirrors, then they can have many aspects. They will have infinite images. And so with many of them in the group, so they will have kind of unlimited potentials. So very meaningful name. Mm-hmm. And I think these 12 persons are basically very talented, very pleasant. So they really stir up a lot of affection and admiration from a lot of young people in Hong Kong. And I think their attraction really cross borders, cross all kinds of boundaries in Hong Kong. So of course, basically, they are really admired or appreciated by the female population, but also a lot of young guys, young males also mm-hmm. really admire them. So their fans come from all sectors of the population. Like they can be very young children to 60s or 80s or 70s women. So really all sectors of the population are involved. And we see that many young wives, many young girlfriends are also very involved. And many parents will bring their kids to watch their show. And so it's a very, very popular community event. And so the admiration and the feeling of affection for this group is very, very strong in the community. Mm-hmm. And I think it has a strong impact on family relationship, on friendships, and on also on the also has impact on the community in terms that it is making a community very exciting, has lots of events to really look forward to.
So Peggy, can you just describe a little bit more in detail how there were several things you told me just to sort of illustrate the depth of the enthusiasm of the fans, you might say. And one involved the phenomenon around the marketing and the use of advertising with this band.
Yes.
And then the other thing I'd like you to talk about is the what the fans did to celebrate the birthday of one of the members.
Yes, right. I have to confess, I'm not a fan, but so I will not be as detailed as to know all those things that they have done. But the fans really show their love to these 12 persons very much. So when one of them has the birthday, I think one time the leading singer is Mr. Gong To. So on his birthday, they treat the whole of Hong Kong to trams, to have free ride on trams.
So so free public transportation. Yeah, the fans paid for everyone to have free public transportation on the trams that day.
Yeah. And also they put up a huge signboard in one of the busiest shopping mall in Hong Kong. And in that district, which we call Causeway Bay, they will have human-sized paper statues of their idol. Mm-hmm. And people will flock to those paper statues to take pictures with them. Many affectionate gestures to show their affection for their idol. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you also talked about how because of their popularity, they have become spokesmen for many different types of products, and that their fans are really avidly pursue, purchasing these items that the band has, advertised.
Yeah, they have a huge impact on the commercial sector. So they were very busy doing all kinds of promotion, and they were so involved in all kinds of advertisement. I think it's at one time they were about 60 to 70% of all the products in Hong Kong were advertised by them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this includes also things we're talking about, like washing machines, right?
Yes, washing machines, even cosmetics. For women. Even cosmetics for women. And and so the husband of the fans sometimes joked that, hey, please ask the mirror guys to promote not so expensive products. Because like one woman, she's taking her husband to shop washing machine, and she said that she won't shop any other brand of washing machine. She'll only shop for those brands that was advertised by the Mirror Group. And sometimes, I think in quite a lot of household too, they will have huge poster or huge tower with the images in the home. So sometimes the home was decorated with a lot of things about mirror.
And this enthusiasm, as you say, could be women, it's primary, can be men, but also women of all ages, and single and married. And and I think one thing that I thought was kind of cute was that there is a Facebook page for the husbands of women who are fans.
Yeah, so
like a support group for the husbands.
Yes. it's very funny. So I think the movement towards the movement of the fans are creating quite a stir in families, and we found that there are groups of men who sometimes may feel that they are the victims of this fan movement because they found that their wives or their girlfriends are so involved emotionally with the Mirror Group. To some extent, they may feel kind of sidelined or disregarded. Mm-hmm. But most of the men are acting very graciously. Mm-hmm. Some of them prided themselves on being graceful or gracious to support their wives' gestures. And so someday they pop up this Facebook account, which call itself the name of the Facebook account is like this: my wife married Mira, leading to my marriage in ruin.
In ruin.
In ruin. Yeah, in ruin. And it's interesting that these couples, the woman will call their present husband, ex-husband, and will call one of the mirror group, whom they may have more or affection for, as their husband, as their present husband. Mm-hmm. And so this Facebook page, the guy who started this Facebook page will also call himself ex-husband. And very soon after the Facebook, this account got established, he has a lot of followers. And then he felt warm and feeling that he's not the only one. And he found that actually there are so many men, so many husbands also being in the same state, also mm-hmm. feeling that they're their ex-husband. So right, in a way, right. It's jokingly called ex-husband, but their present husband.
Right, right. And I think you said that he put up the Facebook page, but had no idea how popular it would be.
Right.
Right. So this was an interesting phenomenon. And you and I have had some conversations about just, you know, thinking about, you know, how a relationship like this can function in a marriage. And it actually can, you know, it can be very stabilizing, and it'll vary yes. depending on the marriage. Now, would you mind sharing your husband's comment about this?
Oh,
and just to mention that your husband, you have a husband and two sons and two yes. daughter-in-laws, none of whom are fans.
No.
Or know much of anything about this phenomenon, right? They're pretty yeah. involved in their own profession right, right. and activity.
Yeah.
Right? I think I thought he was a good example of, you know, a husband's response to just
right, right, that. Yeah. But let me compare my experience with the mirror group, my husband's too. Both of us are not too involved, but I think I'm relatively more in touch with the mirror group. Yeah, so I learn a bit more about what they are experiencing, and my husband is quite of he just saw it from afar. So yes. one day I was commenting on my feeling or my thoughts about this group, especially about the Facebook account. And I was thinking, I was commenting, hey, this husband seemed to be in a pretty difficult state. And I feel that they should be something like, I'm wondering whether they feel neglected or not treated well by being called an ex-husband. And my husband said, oh, don't take it so seriously. They are just doing it in a playful way. It's just a playful way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, I'm sure that there are some examples of different reactions, but I, you know, in general, it has seems to have that tone to it, you know, yes. that they're really, it just is sort of a lighthearted in a way,
yes.
a light, even though people are taking it somewhat seriously, in their lives, it's somewhat a lighthearted phenomenon, but it's taking up a lot of attention. So it's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, I wanted, there was an incident involving yes. this group since you and I started talking about yeah. it, which has really impacted what we wanted to focus on today. And this is Mercy Russell with a Remarkable Relationship Show. I'm here today with Peggy Chan from Hong Kong, and we're talking about the impact of a popular music group on the lives of their fans and the society. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Hi, tune in to my new show, The Remarkable Relationship Show, with me, Mercy Russell. I bring a fresh perspective on all things related to how humans develop their individual brilliance while navigating the excitement, stickiness, and resistance in their relationships. Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m., and you can visit my website at leadershipwithmercy.com.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hello, welcome back. This is Mercy Russell with the Remarkable Relationship Show. I'm here today with Peggy Chan from Hong Kong, and we're talking about the impact of a popular music group on the lives of their fans and the society. And Peggy has just been filling us in on what we've called the mirror phenomenon. The mirror is the name of a popular musical group in Hong Kong of 12 musicians. And so Peggy was just sharing us some of the details of how popular they are with the fans. And this has really sort of taken over a lot of interest. I think you said that there was something like 60 to 70% of marketing and promotion was done by this group. So that's a really big impact on society. And I do just want to mention that there's, you know, sort of a rapid social change going on in Hong Kong. And it's interesting that this phenomenon has come up at the same time. This group started becoming popular in 2018. And at any rate, so the political and social changes are going on at the same time. And that's not related to our topic today, but it's an interesting background. So Peggy, now something happened in the last month with this band that has had an impact. And I can you describe for us what transpired?
Yes, I think on about a week ago, August 25th is a dark day for this group and actually for Hong Kong too.
So July, it was a big July 25th.
Oh, sorry, yeah, July 28th.
Uh-huh.
July 28th on a Thursday. Wow. So this is the fourth day of the first concert of this group in the largest venue for concert in Hong Kong. So it happened in the Hong Kong Coliseum. So this Coliseum has a big number of people, about 12,000 people available there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long-awaited event for this group and actually for Hong Kong too, because this is the first concert that this group is able to hold in this big venue. Mm-hmm. So for whatever singer or performer who is able to have the show in this Coliseum is a status symbol. And so it has been a long awaited event and people are looking forward to it very much. The tickets are sold at a very early stage and people are very excited about this event. But however, on this day, the 25th of August, a big accident happened in which a dancer is injured seriously. So during the performance, the big TV screen fell and it fell on the back of a dancer. So the group was dancing and this dancer, Mr. Lee, was very seriously injured, and he was still in intensive unit right now. So it has been a tremendous tragedy for the group and for many fans, and actually really for Hong Kong too. So people are very shocked, very sad, very worried, especially for the injured dancer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So I know that you and I have been talking about this phenomenon, and as we, you know, when this event happened, it rippled through the society in such a way that you were particularly, you know, just sensitive or aware of the impact of the event on the group, but also wanting to respect the feelings and the sense of, I guess you would say, how deeply the fans felt the impact of this tragedy.
Yes. Yes.
Right? And, you know, just the even the fact that something like that could happen in a
yes.
venue like that
yes.
is a cause for concern.
Yes.
Because it also implies something about the infrastructure, right?
Yes.
That such a large TV could fall over a popular event. Is the Coliseum a private?
No,
public.
It's a public. I think it's a government structure.
Right. Right.
Yes.
So, what you and I are interested in talking about today is how this has rippled through the society, and how this. How this kind of event, how can it come about to have such an impact on so many people? And then how does that happen? Now we're talking about this in the context of a band with, you might say, even idol worship. Mm. But this phenomenon is not limited to this type of cultural phenomenon. I think, as we can see in the United States today, that there are, we also have a certain amount of very popular public figures who attract a lot of attention and support and fervor from their admirers, right? And sometimes the opposite as well, although with a musical group, it's not so much the phenomenon that you have, you know, what you might call, what we call haters here. Mm-hmm. But it's still a phenomenon that someone's personality or way of being captures so many people and almost
yes.
spreads like wildfire.
Yes.
So I think I just thought I would talk a little bit about, you know, how does this happen? And just sort of the very basics of just who we are as social beings, right? That we right. are, you know, biologists study different life forms. I mean, we'll just talk sort of in the animal kingdom right now. And they describe them in terms of sociality. How social are they? Meaning, how sensitive to the others in the group are they? And how much does the behavior of other members in the group influence their behavior and their physiology and their reproduction? And so there's a continuum. Like, for example, lizards are not very high in sociality. They don't hang out together. They don't hang around the mother doesn't hang around the eggs, right? Or nurture the eggs, right? So they're very individualistic, right? They don't clump together. They might swim in the same place or hang out near each other, but they aren't particularly sensitive to each other. You know, at the other end, and then, so that's, you might say, almost you know, sort of in the middle, but it's an example that we know. But at the very high end of the scale, we call that that means EU, sociality, highly social. Mm-hmm. And highly social species include humans, a sort of a type of prairie mammal called meerkats, bees and ants, and social wasps are highly social. That what that means is that they're extremely, they move in a group, they almost operate as one organism. They're very sensitive to each other. Two individuals sitting next to each other, when the physiology of one changes, the other will change too. Maybe this in the resonance, but maybe in the opposite. And so we've talked, of course, over the decades, many examples of this because of our interest in the connectedness of humans in the human family. So other primates are also social, but not as social as humans. Humans are higher on the scale of sociality than chimpanzees or bonobos. Interestingly enough, the two most successful species on the planet, meaning the ones who have the most numbers of individuals, the highest biomass on the planet, and who live in the widest number of ecosystems, are humans and ants. And humans are at the top of the vertebrate scale. Humans live on every continent, in every climate. Ants, this is what got me fascinated about ants. Ants are at the top of the vertebrate, of the invertebrate scale, right? And their biomass, they live on every continent. They've adapted to every continent. And their biomass is the same as humans. Wow, and they're both highly social, right? Mm. So we could go on about that. But all to say, we're deeply, deeply connected to each other.
Yes.
And not just in our little family units, but in groups of greater and greater. We're very influenced, not only by people we know, but by people we don't know. Mm. So we have individual bodies, but we're wired to be very sensitive to the bodies of others. And we, as we like to talk about in Bowen theory, we react in predictable patterns to each other. Our feelings and our instinctual emotions, what we in Bowen theory would call emotionality, but it's more instinctual emotions, are the barometer for how sensitive we are to each other. Thinking patterns, and also the use of language in humans, are also subject to the tides of feelings and emotions. So we like to think we're being logical with language, but often it's just another expression of emotion. They're very contagious. Emotions are very contagious, and they run through a social group like wildfire. And that's what you'll be talking more about. And some individual humans vary in how susceptible they are to this phenomenon or this contagion. For example, it sounds like your husband's not very susceptible. You and your husband aren't. You're curious, but he's just sort of way out on his periphery, right? He's not swept up in this. So at the extreme, this kind of group can act as one unit. And they imitate each other. They can move as a unit. Sometimes they can become a violent mob, right? Others are more immune to the influence and they'll be able to think and take action for themselves. And I think in that, ex-husband's group, you probably have, a range, that type of variety in there. And their reactions to events in society will be more measured and will have the influence of reducing anxiety in the group. Sometimes this group phenomenon can be ecstasy, can be very pleasurable. Sometimes it's very anxious. So that's my general little kind of some of my thoughts about the degree of sociality
right.
that we're dealing with. So you talked a little bit about how the tragedy has affected the fans and the society in terms of how people are feeling. Have you seen any other types of behaviors that have changed in the group since this event?
I think in on the whole, I see a lot of maturity in the fans. Mm-hmm. I think, of course, we are all shocked, dumbfounded. But I found that the fans really show their love to the idols, to this group.
Mm-hmm.
So right after the accident, I don't like in social media. What I saw most is a call for gathering energy, which is somewhat like prayer, call for prayer mm-hmm. for the injured dancer. So there's a lot of good wishes, a lot of calling for this gathering energy, and very little negative reactivity, very little like blaming or that kind of thing, but a lot of concern for the dancer as well as for the 12 young people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I in a way, I feel quite touched by their love for this group. Mm-hmm. And so I think the fans really demonstrate their love for this group in a very mature way. And also they make it very clear that right now the focus is on helping, on facilitating the injured dancer and the group back on track. Of course, we hope that the dancer can recover as soon as possible. And they're also concerned about the 12 young people, where so in a way, their career is like a suddenly interrupted at this point. Mm-hmm. So where they are heading towards, and so the group was silent for a few days, but then now the group is beginning to show that they're sticking together. This a show of solidarity, and people are really supporting them. Mm-hmm. So I see a lot of kind-hearted support for this group, mm-hmm. and people really wish them the best. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the band members were quiet for a couple of days,
yes.
And then did they make another appearance? Did they send out any kind of statement? How have they communicated with their fans about this?
I think gradually I think their response is very careful. I think they know the impact, right? So I think they are very careful with their comment, like they saying that they are supporting each other. Nothing very pointing, but mainly saying that they're supporting each other, that they want the best for the injured singer.
But they canceled
one of their concert to Tokyo.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So they were on a tour, but they canceled it.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I think they are at a stage where they really, really taking a short break to review the whole situation, to mm-hmm. see what next.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any talk among the fans or in public about the responsibility or blame for this? We're gonna take another break, but I'm gonna leave that question with you and come back to that.
Yes.
And then we can talk more about, how the society, how does the society react? And then what parameters would you look for to see a higher level of functioning versus one that is in a sense going more downhill?
Yes.
This is Mercy Russell with the Remarkable Relationship Show. I'm here today with Peggy Chan of Hong Kong, and we're talking about the impact of a popular music group on the lives of their fans and the society.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norman, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronaviruses today. But now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
Hi, tune in to my new show, The Remarkable Relationship Show, with me, Mercy Russell. I bring a fresh perspective on all things related to how humans develop their individual brilliance while navigating the excitement, stickiness, and resistance in their relationships. Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m., and you can visit my website at leadershipwithmercy.com.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hello, this is Mercy Russell with The Remarkable Relationship Show. I'm here today with Peggy Chan, and we're talking about the impact of a popular music group and actually a tragedy involving one of their shows on the lives of their fans and the society. And so we've been talking about the phenomenon of a group called Mirror in Hong Kong, which is a group of 12 young men who are very popular. And an accident in which a large TV screen fell over the stage in the Coliseum that holds 12,000 fans and seriously injured a dancer who is still in critical condition. This happened about a week ago on July 28th.
25th.
July 25th. July 28th. So we were talking, you know, Peggy was just talking about how the tragedy had affected the fans, and they're really quite compassionate response. So I just wanted to ask you, Peggy, about if there were concerns expressed about how this happened, and if how would the government would the government have a role in this? We're really thinking about, well, what would be the optimal response when you have this type of, you know, really popular, contagious, emotional sort of phenomenon, and something really threatening happens that can kind of shake people's confidence in the group, you know, what would be the optimal response to that? And I just want to mention, we had something similar happen here January 6, 2021, around our elections. And the reaction to that has been very, in fact, divisive. Mm-hmm. I'm not to say that it hasn't been, parts of it haven't been good, but it's just caused more and more emotion. And, in this situation, it's not a political event, but I'm wondering if the outcome will be different. If there are indications that the outcome is going to be different.
Right. I think an objective, unbiased investigation into where the problem is very important. Mm-hmm. I think it's in a way a healing gesture for the people of Hong Kong. So we need to know accurately where the problem lies. So if the government or related parties can do a very objective, serious, disciplined investigation into the whole event, the whole situation, that would be, I think, a very important thing.
And who would do, this is something that the government would do. It would be an official response.
The government has right now established an interdepartmental team to investigate the whole situation. And it says that a report will be coming soon in a few weeks. Yeah, so I think if we are able to see where the problems actually lies, and if there are also practical steps to prevent further problems to be to occur, that would be at least a bit healing for the people of Hong Kong. Because in the past, holding a concert in the Coliseum has been a big thing and a status for the performer concerned, as well as for Hong Kong. So for 40 years, Hong Kong has been very successful in the entertainment business, especially in holding concert in the Coliseum. So this thing has never been anything that we have imagined would happen.
Wow, so this is such a unique event. And then was the Coliseum active during COVID?
Not really. So I think there are a host of many factors involved why this problem happened. Some people will speculate because of COVID. So many people go out of, many companies go out of business, and many people also emigrated. So there may not be enough skilled workers involved.
So is there anyone in the group you would say, I mean, in the social group, not so much in the music group, but unless it is someone in the music group, but it would be somebody taking what's some leadership in terms of the response to this event and the reaction of the fans?
I'm not too sure about this because I'm not so involved in with the fan movement. I think right now what we see most is the group trying to convey that they're really staying together and trying to convey calmness to the group,
So their behavior, in a sense, they would be the leaders in terms of the emotional tone that would be set around
this. Yeah, that's true.
So by saying this is tragic, but we are okay. We're certainly going to, you know, stop and in many ways honor the and wait for the healing or the recovery of this particular individual. But it, in a sense, we're going to hold together.
Yes, yeah. The solidarity is emphasized. Yeah.
So isn't that interesting? So then for the group, the fans who are very, let's say, so interconnected emotionally, that must be really critical to them.
Yes.
The kind to see what the emotional response is of the members of the group.
Yes. I think, of course, there's speculation about whether the group will split something like this. Yeah. Because all along, this group has been so successful. As this concert is as if the peak of their success, right? And suddenly, their success got a bit interrupted. So it's a very critical moment for them. Yeah. And I think, many of course will hope that they can still stick together and continue as before.
You mentioned when we were chatting about it, the word justice, that it's that something that seems critical for the fans is to have, to be provided maybe through this governmental response, a sense of justice about what happened. And I'm not, how do you understand that, what justice would look like? Is that a matter of finding who's responsible and holding them accountable? Is it, what would it be?
Yes, really finding technically where the problem lies, right, and also having measures to prevent future problems happening again, and holding the concerned people accountable. Mm-hmm. So I think people don't want any cover up, don't want right. any parties to be diluted of their responsibility.
And so they want to know what the results of the investigation yes. are, and open yes. communication from the government.
Yes. Yeah, and I think.
I wonder what the relationship would be between the band and the investigators.
That's a very interesting question. We saw from the media that the band, members of the band are asked to go to the police station to have their, to tell the police what their understanding of the incident is, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know the relationship between the band and the investigators.
Right. If the investigators would they see the band as the injured party or just that individual?
I don't know, maybe as individuals.
Right. The one individual who was harmed.
Right.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see how this young group manages itself. So far, there haven't been, have you seen any particular negative repercussions of the idol worship on the group? I mean, that's a lot. It's a very intense projection from a big focus from a lot of people. And these aren't like in an ant colony, right? That all the activity of the ants is really oriented to the queen, but she's just sitting down in a nest. You know, putting out eggs. Right. There's no, they may not even be aware or thinking of her. They're just acting in an automatic way, you know, yeah. to promote this reproduction. But the queen isn't controlling things, right?
She's right.
It's still this sort of an emotional response. So I'm thinking that the band is doing its best. They're getting all this adulation. They're getting a lot of attention and money. And this has certainly changed their lives. Has there been, how have they done with that so far?
I think it's a sober moment for the band. And I think they are taking some time to really reflect. And I think in the past, they have been very, very busy doing a lot of promotion for products. So they have, I think, very hectic schedule. So this time, this break may be a time for them to really reflect on how they should position themselves in future and how they would carry out them this band in the future. And as for the fans, I think I heard that some fans, of course, are very badly hit. And some are having some post-traumatic response because like the TV, the images of the falling screen is very threatening to a lot of people. Oh. So even though you are not the fan, you may be badly hit by seeing that image. And talks of people being having a post-traumatic stress disorder after this incident, and there's a singer who has the initiative to ask a few clinical psychologists to help with the band to give counseling to them. And some agencies are also establishing counseling services for whoever are badly hit by this incident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that even the other members of the society who might not be directly involved as a fan or in the fan group, have come forward to recognize and support the impact on this, you might call it a subset of society.
Yes.
So Peggy, I'm going to ask you sort of a difficult question, and but I'm only going to give you a couple minutes, so you don't have to struggle too long with it. But if you were the Minister of Cultural Affairs, Hong Kong, this is a new position.
Really difficult question.
Yes, right. And you, I think you've highlighted some of the things you see that are positive in terms of responses. But do you have any other thoughts about what you would do or what you would see as critical to just to stabilize the impact of this type of event? This is an ongoing living social phenomenon, right? It's not like everybody died in a plane crash and the band is gone. No, it's still there and it will continue to be a living organism, you know, in the larger society.
I think conveying a caring and compassionate attitude is very important for the injured person, for the band. So I think the government has, earned some positive response by the facilitation of the parents of Mr. Lee from Toronto to Hong Kong. And so showing compassion, caring for the injured party or affected party is very important. I think also really conducting objective investigation is also very important and holding people accountable. The other part that I'm thinking is how to also facilitate the pathway of this group of 12 people. Making them, showing them that their world does not end here. But it's also another stage of maybe another peak. Yeah, so it may be a short break, but a good time for reflection and for bigger things in the future. So I hope that the society can also bestow hope to these people, these young people. They're so talented and they have tried so hard. And they have very loving fans. I really feel that the fans are so loving to them. And so I think this is a very good energy. So how can we muster this energy to build some very good young people so that we overcome this hurdle? And how can we overcome future obstacles and with all people's support for them?
Right. Well, that also begs the question that I don't think we're going to have time to go into, but, you know, just if you think about the role of this type of artistic cultural phenomenon in the context of, you know, just we have so many changes going on worldwide in terms of environmental conditions, economics, politics, social structures but here you have an artistic group that's attracted a lot of interest and positive interest, right? People are doing nice things for the band and nice things for each other and nice things for people outside the group in the spirit of supporting and following this group and kind of being part of the phenomenon. Anyway, maybe that's a topic for another day, but as I was listening to you, I thought so fascinating to think about how important some of these artists are, you know, and what a valve they provide for people, a very positive one. They can provide something very positive. In a topsy-turvy world, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think for the group of fans, it's like they are raising a baby or nurturing a baby. So this mirror phenomenon is actually a phenomenon, really a co-creative phenomenon. It's like a joint project between the fans and the group.
Right. Well, Peggy, I'm going to thank you so much for joining me today. I am not quite sure, but I think our time is up. This is Mercy Russell with the Remarkable Relationship Show. And I've been here today with Peggy Chan from Hong Kong, who's a family therapist, a social worker with a family therapy practice, and a teacher and trainer of Bowen Theory. And we've been talking about the phenomenon and recent events involving a very popular musical group in Hong Kong called Mirror. So thank you so much for joining me today, Peggy.
Thank you.
I can see we have other things to talk about, so I look forward to having you back.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes.